CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betzler, visiting with Professor Stephen Kotkin of the Hoover Institution, who in his review of an excellent sounding new book, a document, 800 pages, of the life and times of the man who vanquished Napoleon in 1812 and left us General Kutuzov in 1813, his portrait, perhaps cross-eyed, perhaps paunchy, was on the wall in Joseph Stalin's office during the Great Patriotic War. And we can presume that Vladimir Putin knows of that portrait. He still possesses the Kremlin where it originated, and it saved the Soviet Empire, saved Russia, saved Moscow from the Great Patriotic War, from the invaders from Germany, as Kutuzov saved Russia from the invaders from France. Now the question of the invaders from Moscow to Ukraine. How are these countries tied together by memory? Professor, what we have is events that took place before Kutuzov's birth, I believe in the 16th century and then again in the 20th century, revealing the connection, the pragmatic connection between those who controlled Ukraine, as we understand it, in two parts, east of the Dnieper and west of the Dnieper. And there was a decision made by the hetman to join the Tsar against Poland early on. Does that still resonate in the memory of the Ukrainians and Russians fighting today?
Yeah, John, you're exactly right. The history is very fraught here. Exactly when and how and by whom and under what terms Ukraine became part of Russia is highly controversial. And the problem is that we impose a national story, national categories, on 17th and 18th century events, which were not national yet. That is to say, the predominant divisions of the time when Ukraine and Russia were combined into a single state were religious. Eastern Orthodox people became over time Ukrainian and Russian, that is to say, distinct nations. That's something that Stalin himself did quite a bit of work in accomplishing. But when the period you're talking about, the divisions were between the Catholics or the Western Christians and the Eastern Orthodox or the Eastern Christians. And people today we call Ukrainian or Russian were predominantly Eastern Orthodox. And so the idea that they could join in some type of alliance or even unitary state could make sense, because they share this similar, the same religion and similar language. What happens over time, though, John, is that you get the development of nationalism. You get, instead of religion being the main shaper of identity alone, you get people's understanding that they're part of a nation. And so there was no Ukraine inside Tsarist Russia. It was just a bunch of provinces like any other territories of Tsarist Russia. But the national consciousness in the provinces is developing over time. And you get with World War I, the crazy, murderous 4 years and 3 months World War I, you get the appearance of breakaway states, including Ukraine. And so the Tsarist Empire dissolves. And you get a Russian republic, a Ukrainian republic, a Belarusian or Belarus republic, a Georgian republic. And the Bolshevik revolutionaries like Stalin and Lenin are faced with the problem. What are we going to do? Should we try to bring all of these territories back forcibly into a single state? Or should we have some other contraption? And Lenin settles on the idea of a union of republics, a union of Soviet socialist republics, a USSR. And so there's a negotiations, there's a treaty, and Ukraine becomes a constituent republic, a Soviet socialist republic, alongside Russia in the new USSR, what we call the Soviet Union. Stalin presides over that process, and over time, Ukrainian language, Ukrainian institutions develop. And in fact, Stalin conquers territory from other countries, beginning with the Hitler-Stalin pact, that he adds to Ukraine. So the Ukraine that's internationally recognized today in terms of its borders are borders that Joseph Stalin created. during the pact with Hitler in World War II. Now, you have Putin, as you mentioned, and where does he come in, John? So Putin comes in the following way. He's angry at Lenin and Stalin for doing this USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, instead of trying to put the genie back in the bottle and say, let's have a unitary Russia, just like we had in Tsarist times, where there was no Ukraine on the map, there were just provinces. Instead, you get this Soviet map, which has these republics defined nationally. And so they break away in 1991 when the Soviet Union dissolves. And Putin wants to bring them back in a fashion, maybe not all of them, but some of them. But he can't undo what Stalin did, which was through his murders and his terrors and repression and everything you know he did. He promoted the existence of a Ukrainian state whose borders he expanded. And that's the state that the Ukrainians are defending as we speak on this show, right, with their lives and they're dying and sacrificing to keep their state out of Putin's grasp. And this is a state that arose under Stalin that didn't exist under Kutuzov and the Tsars. And this history is so fraught, but Putin cannot undo what Stalin did. He cannot return to Kutuzov.
Quickly, Professor, we have a minute. Crimea is another story, but it's significant that it was Russian. And in 1954, on the 300th anniversary of that hetman making the decision to go with the Tsar and against the Polish king, it was given by Khrushchev to Ukraine, but it was never integrated into Ukraine. Is that all correct, Professor? We have about a minute.
You're right. Khrushchev did this in 1954 on the 300th anniversary of the incorporation of Ukraine. And he did it because he had been party boss in Ukraine and his reputation there was not very good. And he was trying to curry favor. It was not predominantly Ukrainian ethnically, but let's remember, centuries before, it had been Tatar, right, Turkic, and Muslim. So this territory becomes part of Ukraine thanks to Khrushchev, and it's predominantly ethnic Russian because of the settlement of moving Russians in to displace the Tatars, who were actually deported by Stalin to the wastes of the East. So you can't say that it's only Russian or predominantly Russian. You have to also say it's Tatar, but legally, internationally, it is Ukrainian territory.
The book we've discussed is a biography, Kutuzov, A Life in War and Peace by Alexander Mikha Bauritsa. And Professor Stephen Kotkin of the Hoover Institution is the reviewer. This is CBS Eye on the World, All Mixed Up. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.